In this video, we're going to talk about selling with content. And basically, it's going to be a rough overview of copywriting and how to use content to convert traffic into customers. So selling with content is all about copywriting, crafting persuasive, engaging, and clear content that drives readers to take action. You don't want people just coming to your website and reading your content and then leaving. You want people to come to your website. You want them to engage. You want them to read. You want them to get value out of it. You want them to take some sort of action on your website, whether that's collecting their email address or getting them to purchase something or getting them to sign up for a free trial. You need to be able to write in a way that persuades the reader to take the action that you want them to take. One of the most important concepts of copywriting is understanding your audience and resonating with them. You need to be able to write in a way that resonates with the people that are actually visiting your website. And very few businesses have audiences that span across generations and across genders and across any different type of person on the world. Usually there's a specific type of person. They read a specific type of content or they consume a specific type of information. And you need to be able to write in a way that resonates with your ideal customer, because that's going to be the best way to convert your ideal visitor into a customer. When you're producing your content, you want to establish the purpose of your content, and you want to adjust the tone and the structure of the content to match. You want to be able to engage with the reader. You want them to feel something when they get to your content. You want to establish the purpose of your content, which is basically establishing what the end result is from your content. Like I said before, whether it's collecting email addresses or getting people to sign up for a free trial, you can adjust the way that you write to be able to lead someone to that desired result. First, you need to start out with a strong title on your page. It needs to be clear and concise and enticing. The best way to do it is to promise some sort of benefit or solution. You can do this in your title or you can do it in your description for your content, but you want to be able to show the reader not only what the content is about, but what the result is going to be for them if they read this content and take action on it. After an engaging and concise and impactful title, you want to be able to write a compelling opening to your content. I like to make the openings after I've produced the content because I know everything that's in the piece of content. And I'm able to craft a really great intro that not only summarizes the content, but provides quick value, and it engages the reader and encourages them to read more so that they can get the desired result from the content. You want to focus on the benefits and not the features of your product or service. So if you're promoting your business throughout the content, rather than saying our business has this feature or you'll love this feature from our product or this product is great, talk about the benefit of using your product. So you'll be able to get this result if you use this product. You'll be able to reach these numbers if you use this product or if you use this service. So it's important to not just talk about your business in a way where you're just touting all the things you can do. It's important to focus on what's going to happen if somebody signs up for your service and what benefits they can expect if they sign up for your service. As you're producing your content, you want to focus on clarity and conciseness. You want to use simple, easy to understand language. And we've talked about this extensively in the production module, but using subheadings and bullet points and numbered lists, structuring your content in a way where it's easy to consume and impactful is going to be the best way to reach people, because they actually will read your content and they will be impacted by it. Another important thing to do throughout your content is to address objections to show understanding. Most people understand that not everything is black and white. There are gray areas. There are alternatives to the way that you recommend doing things. And you pointing out those different things can help people trust you more by you poking a hole in your own argument and saying, hey, yes, we recommend doing it this way, but you might run into XYZ problems, and here's how to remediate those things. So addressing these objections can increase trustworthiness, and it can increase engagement, and it can increase your ability to rank for different types of keywords because you're adding in content about different angles and different perspectives. Adding social proof to your website can be huge, whether it's testimonials or reviews. This can help build credibility and trust. Google appreciates and ranks higher in general. Websites that are reviewed by verified customers or by verified users, Google tends to not trust personal reviews. If you were to review your business and to give a testimonial about the benefits of your business, Google doesn't really see that as trustworthy. But if there's an actual user review or there's an authoritative source, some review site or something like that, and you have a certain review or score from that site, Google will put trust in that and they will use that to determine the trustworthiness and the overall rating of the product or service that you offer. This can also increase trust with visitors. If people see that other people are recommending your business and that they're talking about your business, things worked out really well for them, then that's going to increase your ability to convert visitors into customers or at least convert them to your audience. requirements. You want to only use one clear call to action on your page. Like I talked about earlier in this video, you want to determine what that call to action is, whether it's collecting emails for your audience, whether it's getting free trials, whether it's installing some sort of tool or extension. You want to have one clear call to action. You don't want to have 10 different things that somebody can do on your site because they're going to get overwhelmed. They're not going to sign up for anything. And it just shows them that you're unorganized and that you really don't have any clear value or benefit to them. Whereas if you have one specific thing and that's the only thing you want them to do, it helps you write the content better because you're pushing them towards one specific direction. And it demonstrates to the user that this one clear thing is going to help them in a massive way. So they should probably sign up for this thing or take this action to get the next steps, the results that they want, the reason why they came to your content. You want to review and proofread and test and optimize and measure the effectiveness of your content over time. You don't want to leave your content stagnant. You can review it. You can improve it. You can measure the results of it. You can see how many clicks you get, how much traffic you get to your website, and how many people convert to your call to action. You can improve those numbers over time. Obviously, this starts out with you not knowing anything and you just produce content and you see what happens. But over time, you can get an idea of what people are looking for and what people expect from your website, and you can adjust it and improve. And this will improve your copywriting over time, and it will improve your conversion rate over time. And as you increase your traffic, because you're producing valuable content and you're building your backlink profile and you're growing your audience, if you increase your conversion rate, it just becomes a numbers game. And the more traffic you get, the more conversions you get, the bigger business you can build, and the more value you can provide through your business.